We call upon the mercy of Jesus using many titles we have given him. King of glory, splendor of the Father, author of life. What about Jesus, the master psychologist? Well, why not? Jesus knows our minds far more intimately than we do, and Jesus is 2 millennia ahead of what psychology is now coming to understand. Well, in his new book, Jesus, the Master Psychologist, Listen to Him, Dr. Ray Guarendi directs us to the root of all healthy counseling, and that is the words of the Redeemer. So tighten your seatbelt because the doctor is in. Dr. Ray, thank you so much for joining the Morning Blend again.
Brenda, always great.
Dr. Ray, so just yesterday, David and I want to ask you this first. We were giving tips to our listeners about how to take a road trip, vacation with the whole family, things to bring, things to leave at home, how to manage your expectations when things don't go as planned. As a father and a brilliant psychologist, what is your advice to families?
Peaceful vacation. Leave the kids at home. Either that or have them behind you in some other vehicle, I would think. That's probably the guarantee.
A chase vehicle. I like that.
You don't want them to really be able to follow you. Maybe you could blank out your license plate so they can't run the license number.
Oh, that is fantastic. I've taken a road trip or two, and I tell you what's going on behind the scenes in the back of the van are just things I don't want to know about sometime. Well, I appreciate your time today, and it's wonderful to have you back on the show. You have a great book out again, Jesus, the Master Psychologist. Dr. Ray, it would seem obvious that our Savior suffered, died for our sins, who loves us so intimately and unconditionally, and whose mercy pours out on us, would be the first person we would turn to in our time of need, especially during psychological needs. But Jesus isn't so popular. Why is that?
The dumbest thing that you can say about Jesus, and unfortunately many people say it, and the irony is, if they say it, they don't have to listen to him. Jesus was a good man. Now that's ridiculous, Brenda. I'm a shrink. Somebody sits in my office for 1 hour and makes sense. And then at the end of the hour, they tell me they're George Washington, come back from the dead, and they're going to run for president. They're psychotic. They've got a delusion. They're crazy. Jesus said he was God. Good men don't say they're God. So if you say he's a good man and you think he had a lot of good teachings, all you're really doing is saying, well, I'll pick and choose which ones I want because I don't have to listen to him any more than I have to listen to Mr. Rogers or Tony Robbins or anybody else. On the other hand, if you say he's God and you say the evidence directs me that way, then you've got to listen to him, even when it sounds like he's going against our modern psychological enlightenment. If he's God, you better listen to him because he knows the best way to live.
Well, Dr. Ray, you know, we hear terms like toxic and triggers and boundaries and self-preservation. Well, when did Christ ever talk like that? Because I know at the Last Supper, Jesus didn't go to Peter and say, you know, Peter, you have difficulty with the truth, and I need to create a safe space between us.
Well, the other thing he probably didn't say was, Simon, I had intended to change your name to Peter, but I decided against it because I didn't know what that would do to your self-image. You know, you've always seen yourself as a Simon. I go changing your identity to Rock now. Hey, maybe you're not comfortable with being a Rock, you know? I'll talk to my father. I'll see what he says about this. You know, if you can conceive it, you can believe it. If you conceive it, you can conceive it. Oh, let's do it. Brenda, our Lord said, when you do what you're supposed to do, just say you're an unworthy servant. Now, first of all, that smacks headlong into the self-esteem movement. Unworthy? What? I'm not unworthy. Or he says in another translation, you're a worthless servant. If Jesus were in a psychology class, he'd flunk. All right? He is simply not affirming the way you should affirm. So what's he mean? Well, we recognize now, research says, self-esteem isn't attached to anything. It's not. It was a nice theory. It was a nice movement 40 years ago. But they're recognizing that self-esteem, true self-esteem, comes from one place. If Ray Guarendi says, Ray Guarendi's a good guy, how do you know that? Because Ray Guarendi declares it. That's meaningless. I'm simply subjectively saying what I think I am. On the other hand, if I say, the God of the universe has declared Ray Guarendi of infinite value, then my self-image doesn't rise and fall with my accomplishments, my achievements, my success in raising kids, my money, anything, because it's already set in stone. So Jesus already knew the source of self-image. What's happening now with psychology self-image is it's just built on sand. It's all over the place. By the way, Brenda, a little interesting piece of data. Do you know what group they have found has the highest self-images?
Would it be like baby boomers?
Those in prison.
Whoa.
Yeah. I think maybe they need a little more guilt too, you know?
Interesting.
Wow. Why is that, Dr. Ray?
Well, I think part of it is when you don't look at yourself, when you can't honestly look at yourself and say, I got weaknesses, I got strengths, here's where I'm good, here's where I'm bad, like confession makes you do, you just naturally inflate it. The ego is always in service of defense. I'm not going to let you put Ray Guarendi down. Why? Well, because I'm defending my psyche. On the other hand, if you follow what Jesus said, which is, he who humbles himself will be the greatest, and he who is the greatest will be the humblest, or something like that. I can't remember what I quoted. He who humbles himself will be exalted, and he who exalts himself will be humbled. That doesn't make sense. That does not make psychological sense. Why would you want to humble yourself? Psychology says you have to lift yourself up. You have to be totally self-affirming. You have to recognize your authentic personhood and raise it up. Unfortunately, the research we have on this says it doesn't work real well. But Jesus says there's something about humbling oneself. And what that is that I recognize that Brenda, I hold her up higher than I hold me up. I mean, that's the way I'm supposed to do it. Hmm. And if I do that, in fact, I will be more secure in myself. I won't worry about how I compare to Brenda. You know, Brenda's a better interviewer. Well, not real. Well, I'm going to challenge that.
Oh, I hear that all the time, Dr. Ray. You're preaching to the choir. Dr. Ray Guarendi joining us this morning. His new book, Jesus, the Master Psychologist. Listen to him. Dr. Ray joining us today to talk a little bit more about it. Well, Dr. Ray, I mean, have we not advanced in 2,000 years? Christ lived and preached and walked the earth more than 2,000 years ago. One would think that modern psychology, psychologists like you, Dr. Ray, has learned and advanced quite a bit since then. So is Christ's teachings relevant for the current issues and psychological problems that we face today?
It's only relevant in one way, Brenda, if he was God. If he was not God, no, it's not relevant. All right? You can look at what he said and say, oh, that's nice. Okay, he was in a Jewish context, not real well educated. Okay, he knew the Jewish scriptures, but that's about all. That's what you can do, and that's what much of modern secular society does. But if you are convinced that this man called Jesus was also God, then that's the only way he could be a good man. And he would be infinitely smart. So if he says something and psychology agrees with it, then psychology has come around to his reality. If he says something and psychology disagrees with it, then psychology's wrong. It all comes down to who he is. That simple. If Ray Guarendi says it, you can disagree with me all you want. That doesn't matter. I'm just Ray Guarendi. So what? But if this guy's God, then what he says has an infinite understanding of the human condition. He may not speak about nuclear fission, but he speaks about the psyche.
Oh, and that he knows us, again, more intimately than we know ourselves. The name of the book, Is Jesus the Master Psychologist? Listen to him. Dr. Ray Guarendi is the author and joining us today. We are excited about this new book. We always want to snatch him up. I know it's coming out. Is it out now or is it on pre-order for our listeners?
It is out, Brenda. Oh. And I have to tell you, it is a million seller. There are a million in my cellar.
I like that.
Hard to get around there. Where are they going to be able to get a copy of one of those?
Well, they can go to probably any Catholic bookstore, Amazon, or they can go where I'd rather have them go is the EWTN catalog, EWTNRC.com. That's the best place to get it. They can also get it on my website. There's a bunch of other books there, too, on my website. If you go to drray.com, all the books are signed. Well, they're not signed by me. They're signed by my nephew, but, you know.
Nobody can tell the difference at all. Of course we could. Dr. Ray, it is always a great morning when we get to talk. I sure appreciate your time today.
Thank you guys so much.
And again, that is Dr. Ray Guarendi, the name of the book, Jesus, the Master Psychologist. I will be sure to add a link to where you can get right to the EWTN page and even to Dr. Ray's homepage where you can get a copy for yourself. You'll find that link on the podcast of this interview at materdayradio.com.